From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs more time before resuming the indirect Syrian peace process. Stefan de Mistura asking for a delay from March 7 to 9 to allow the cessation of hostilities in effect since Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now in its fifth day, remains effective for the most part.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment. And we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope and he'll do his part to make it work. The opposition says Damascus has breached the ceasefire repeatedly. Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decline in violence, but adds the challenge now is using the lull to get desperately needed humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
It's not enough to say there's a cessation of violence. Is the fact is how much of this would translate in allowing access and mobility of our teams within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, reaffirmed in a phone conversation the importance of close coordination to keep the truce intact. Former Ugandan Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi has challenged the February 18 re-election of longtime President Yoweri Museveni, saying the result should be nullified over widespread voting irregularities. His Go Forward party filed a petition in the country's Supreme Court. Mr. Museveni, in power since 1986, was declared the winner with 60% of the vote, with the opposition candidate Kizza Besigye taking 35% to Mr. Mbabazi's about 2%. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, New York businessman Donald Trump won a majority of the 11 states that held Republican presidential primary contests Tuesday in so-called Super Tuesday. Trump, at a Florida news conference, dismissed the view that he's a divisive figure.
We have expanded the Republican Party. When you look at what's happened in South Carolina and you see the kind of numbers that we got in terms of extra people coming in, they came from the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party, and they're Democrats and they're longtime Democrats and they were never going to switch and they all switched and they were independents.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton swept through most of the 11 state contests in the Democratic presidential primary process and sounded a theme likely to return in her campaign effort.
Instead of building walls, we're going to break down barriers and build ladders of opportunity and empowerment so every American can live up to his or her potential.
The next big primary contest, March 15, when voters in both parties go to the polls in several major states, including Ohio and Florida. The UN Security Council has postponed until Wednesday a vote on a resolution that would impose new sanctions on North Korea in response to its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The vote had been expected Tuesday afternoon, but Russia invoked a 24-hour procedural review. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the draft goes further than previous resolutions.
It would ensure and require the inspection of all cargo going into and out of North Korea. For the first time, it would prohibit all small arms and other conventional weapons from being sold to the North Koreans. It would, for the first time, impose broad sectoral sanctions on sectors, particular sectors of the North Korean economy, such as it is.
He said the sanctions, with Chinese support, will impact the North's nuclear missile programs and the regime's leadership. NATO military commander General Philip Breedlove warned U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that Russia poses a long-term threat to the U.S. and its allies.
Russia has chosen to be an adversary and poses a long-term existential threat to the U.S. and to our European allies and partners.
General Breedlove said Russia and ally Syria have also turned the migrant and refugee crisis into a weapon aimed at Europe. Tunisia is inviting German troops into the North African country to train border forces from neighboring Libya in the fight against Islamic State. The two countries have also agreed to speed up the repatriation of rejected Tunisian asylum seekers in Europe. After 340 days in orbit, American astronaut Scott Kelly and his Russian counterpart Mikhail Kononenko returned to Earth Wednesday, landing in Kazakhstan from the International Space Station. The pair will be examined as part of a long-term effort to launch a manned mission to Mars. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.